God.
Praise God. Let's stand and give the Lord a mighty hand praise. We've done it so much tonight, but we never go tired of praising our God. Praise Him with me, will you? Lift up your voices high. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's give Him some high praise. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm very honored to be here tonight in Alabama. Amen. It's a great state. I always enjoy coming here, being with the people of God of the great state of Alabama. I'm very honored to be here, to be a part of this conference. Thank God for all my friends. These are all my friends, and you are too. And we're all a friend of God. How many appreciate the goodness of the Lord? Isn't God good? Amen. I listened to a live interview the other night, just recently, live interview on the radio about the forerunner of Lucifer. He is a prophet from hell. He claims to be that I am a forerunner of Lucifer. And he said, I have been sent to the world to tell the world to prepare that my king and your king is coming back soon, Lucifer. And he went through all of that spiel. I was so shocked to hear this live interview over the radio. He said, and when he comes, he will banish the four major religions of the earth, for he is the king. And you know, he never called him King of Kings, though. Never one time did I ever hear that statement, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Just called him king. And he said, he will banish all boundaries of cities, states, and countries. We will all be one. And when all of the major religions are banished and Lucifer is set up as king of the earth, then there will be peace. Finally, there will be peace. And he said, we will have what we want through Lucifer, my king and your king. But he said, we got one little problem. And the interviewer said, what's that problem? He's got one problem that's bothering us. We set up all of the things that we're preparing for, but he said, there's an angel that keeps getting in our way. He said, we just can't get him out of the midst of what we're trying to do. If we can whip that one angel, if we can make war with him and just defeat that one angel, then I know we're going to accomplish what we want in the earth. Man, listen, Michael, the archangel of war, has drawn his sword and is right in the thick of everything. But I want you to know, not only is he, but Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But not only that, but there's a church that's withholding the power of the Antichrist. Come on, our praise and our worship is binding something of the devil, and it's loosening something in the Holy Ghost. Clap your hands one more time and let it be loose. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, let it be loosed. Come on, church. Come on, church. A little more. Come on, a little more. No, don't stop. A little more. Open your mouth and shout hallelujah. Somebody shout Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Come on, a little more. I love it. God loves it. A little more. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. While you're turning in your Bibles, please, to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, the 16th chapter. Boy, I felt something so strong about this conference, brethren. There is a word that is synonymous with death. And when you say it, there's so much conjured in your mind, tsunami. And it's a fracture of the earth in the deep of the ocean. And it starts something down deep when there's a shifting and there's a breaking out. And those waves start rolling. And they can touch many, many countries. Death everywhere it goes. But I so feel in this conference that God is ready for something just to break wide open. in the depth of our praise, that this ocean of the glory of God will break forth from right here in Birmingham, Alabama, at this great conference. And instead of carrying death, it's going to carry life everywhere it goes. Come on, I feel a spiritual tsunami rolling in the Holy Ghost. Can you feel it? No, can you feel it? Does anybody feel it in your hands? Does anybody feel it in your feet? Does anybody feel it in your spirit? Let it roll. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Samuel, the 15th chapter and the 5th verse. And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David and at all the servants of the king David. And all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. Behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Then said Abishai, the son of Zerah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. And the king said, what have I to do with you, ye sons of Zerah? So let him curse. Because the Lord has said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hillside over against him and cursed as he went and threw stones at him and cast dust. And the king and all the people that were with him came weary and refreshed themselves there. And refreshed themselves there. I'd like to preach just a little bit tonight upon this thought of finding peace and rest in the most unlikely of places. Finding peace and rest in the most unlikely of places. Now, we're going to do something here tonight. I told you about the tsunami for a reason. We're going to lose something in this building that is going to roll in the spirit around the world. Because we're headed in the most treacherous hour the world has ever known. But there's going to be a peace and a rest of the glory of God that's going to begin in this conference, that's going to roll out these doors, that angels are going to carry it all over the world. I'm not kidding you. I am prophesying to you. And that they that are not even here and will never hear this message are going to feel the effects of it, because you are going to help me loose the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Are you going to help me tonight to loose that? How many are going to help me tonight to send forth that peace and that rest? Amen. I am going to, Brother Gray, I want you to I want you to come. I want you to pray. And he's coming to pray. And I was in La Mesa, California just a couple weeks ago, eating at Brother Larry Booker's most favorite restaurant. If you ever heard the 5-star, I was at the Claim Jumper. And I was eating, and my wife was there. Whew, suddenly, the hair stood up on the back of my head and chills came all over me. I went dead quiet, put my fork down. My wife looked at me and said, What's going on? I said, I just looked out the window in the parking lot and angels are standing everywhere, looking in the window, watching you and me eat. Just standing there, watching us through the window eat. I thought, in that moment, folks, I mean, they were there. It was so strong. I thought, if angels can watch us eat in the natural, what do they do when we get in this kind of an atmosphere? Lama holy asam. Iromoho shata kabahai. Ilemanda yandra bahaya. I feel something about to break forth in the Holy Ghost. If you want it. If you want it. If you want it. And I was in the motel room standing there, and the Holy Ghost came on me and he said, they will be there with you tonight. They're going to fill that auditorium. He said, something very supernatural is going to happen in the service tonight. My angels are going to be there in my presence. Now, we're going to lose something. Folks, I'm not kidding. I'm not going to preach a pretty message. We're going to lose something in the Holy Ghost. We're going to minister not only to one another, but to the whole world from this place tonight. I can't hear you. Where it's appropriate, reach over and get somebody by the hand lifted toward heaven right now. Brother, will you pray? My God.
Lord, there are more that are with us than there are with our enemies. Truly tonight we are encamped about by thousands of thousands and repetition of thousands of angels. An innumerable host stand ready for our movement, for our praise, and for our faith that is to be released.
Jesus.
And in the next moment, I pray that our faith would be released. Jesus. And these thousands of thousands and repetition of thousands of angels would be dispatched with the peace of your spirit.
Jesus.
May fear be banished.
Oh.
May fretting be put to bed tonight.
Oh.
May faith explode in our hearts.
Ooh.
And may the world and our families be impacted by the next few moments.
Ooh.
Of our praise unto you and the release of holy angels around this world.
Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. I feel a Holy Ghost tsunami. Something is rupturing and breaking forth. Woo! Come on, church. Loose it. Loose it. Eramori bikara selu nella bohoya. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 Woo! My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Oh! Whew. Give the Lord another hand praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. King of kings, Lord of lords, Hilabahaya. You may be seated. There is something that has been grieving in my spirit for a number of years. Due to my travels, I have incurred and have met so many situations of tragedy, of broken hearts and broken lives. Until I promise you, I would leave the service and I would weep for hours, because I hear the cry everywhere I've gone, north to south, east to west. I'm so tired. I'm so weary. I just don't know how much longer I can go and yet get right back in there again and keep on the good fight of faith. Amen. I've seen it upon the ministry, upon their wives. I've seen it upon the saints. I've seen it upon the deacons. I've seen it upon the sinners. I've seen it upon the backsliders. Until I'm going to be honest, I've gone to God just recently. And I said, is this how it's going to end? Woo! And heaven thundered back to my spirit and said, open your eyes. Can you not even see there is a turning of the tide? Oh my God, have mercy. You talk about an excitement that rose up in my spirit when the Lord said, no, this is not how it's going to end. My people will rise up in power and loose my spirit. Come on, somebody, I'm here to tell you, I don't care what you're going through, what you've been through, I'm telling you, something is going to happen tonight that's going to be loosened in your life, in this state, and the whole world from now until he comes. I prophesy it. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Here was a king fleeing from his own son because he did not want to shed blood, trying to evade him and do the best that he could. Bible scholars tell us that David chose the land of the Benjamites for several reasons. He was looking for some of his friends. Not only that, but there were many young warriors that were there, and he wanted to bring them in and assimilate them into his group of men. He was moving to this land because he was looking for some peace. He was looking for somebody to cover his back. But in the middle of searching for that peace, there came a devil out amongst from his friends. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, sometimes when you're searching for that peace and rest, even out from among friends, there's a devil lurking there that will slip out from that. Oh, your friends don't want it, but they couldn't shut him up. Shimei came on a cursing. I'm telling you, some of you have had the devil ride your back for so long until you're tired of hearing it in your mind and in your spirit. But I'm telling you, by the word of the Lord, something good is going to come out of that cursing from hell. Something wonderful is going to bless your soul. Hold on, hold on. God's going to make a way where there seemeth to be no way. You may be seated. When Shimei came out cursing, he was throwing rocks. I can see them falling upon David. As David saw all of this, and Abishai, one of his right-hand men, got so mad, said, let me cut his head off. Now, folks, the word of God is inerrant. It never makes a mistake. But these are stories about how people sometimes think about God, but it's not always true. Please, I understand where I'm going now. Don't misconstrue what I'm about to say. But when David saw this, he said, the Lord has bid him to come and curse me. David felt that in his spirit, that was what was going on. But I am here to dispute with David. David, I don't believe God sent him to curse you. I believe God allowed this, because this man came on lying on David. He said, you're the reason that Saul's house came down, you bloody man of Belial. That's a lie out of hell. And my God cannot lie. Do you hear me? And my God cannot lie. But oh, listen to me, devil. When we're trying to do the best we can,
and devils will come out from among even our friends. We're here to let you know you're a liar and you're the father of all liars, and I'm going to keep on doing the best I can. Come on. Come on. I'm going to find myself a place of peace in the most unlikely places. Somebody has been going through it, and I'm here to tell you there's some rest for your soul. Do you want it? Do you want it in your church? Do you want it in your life? Come on and let's go for it tonight. Let's see what God is going to do in this service. You may be seated. He said, let me take his head off. He said, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Let him curse on. Because with that cursing, my God's going to look on me and he's going to bless me. Let me tell you something. However great your trial is, your triumph is going to be greater than that. We're going to have to start looking at this different. If we don't, we're going to succumb to this final hour. I'm telling you what's going to blow the world's mind is when the financial economy is gone, when there's no food to be had, and our world is trembling. But there is a people that is dancing and shouting and praising and worshiping and giving glory to God. Who are these apostolics? You can't keep them down. You can't keep them down. They just keep getting up and worshiping and praising. Come on, folks. I don't know how bad it's going to get, but I do know this one thing. I know how good it's going to get. Did you hear me? I know how good it's going to get. Come on. I feel that tsunami. I feel that rupture. Come on, I feel that break in the spirit. Do you want it? Do you really want it? You may be seated. Now listen, folks. Look at this. David is with his men, and they are so weary, and they are so tired. Shimei is still throwing rocks. When he can't get his hand on rocks, he's throwing dust. And he's still a cursing. What are we going to do? He says, somebody help me. We're going to set up a table right here. What do you mean? We're fixing to have a feast in the midst of the dust and the rocks and the cussing. What do you mean? Get the food out. We're about to eat in the middle of our troubles. Somebody help me set up a... Oh my God. Psalms 23. Thou prepare us a table. Amen. Somebody help me. Why don't we set a table up here tonight and let the devil know, cuss on, devil. I'm going to eat. I'm going to shout. I'm going to praise. I'm going to worship. I'm going to... Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. Have mercy. Somebody look at somebody and say, let's have a feast here tonight. Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Look across that aisle and say, let's set up a table and have a feast. I feel tongue talking in Birmingham, Alabama. Come on. I feel healing in this building. I feel a blessing in this house. Do you want it? Do you really want it? Oh, my God. Come on, somebody. Start smiling. Start getting happy. Come on, let some explosion of the Holy Ghost and praise come forth from your spirit. Come on, sinner. You're in the right place at the right time. I don't care what the devil's doing to you. Somebody get a fork. Somebody get a knife. Come on, somebody get a spoon. It's time to have revival in your heart, in your church, in this state and around the world. God told me this ain't how it's going to end. You may be seated. Amen. In the midst of that, they came weary. And the Bible said, and there they were refreshed. If I could just move away from my church and go to somewhere else. If I could just quit my job and move to another state. If I could just get out of this mess that I'm in. There, right there, right in the middle of that church, right in the middle of that job, right in the middle of that city, right there. You got to make up your mind. I'm not walking another step. I'm not running. I'm not backing up. Cause on shimmy, watch me eat. Cause honey, I'm fixing to have. Come on. My God, come on, somebody, if you can't dance, shuffle your feet. Clap your hands. Shout unto the King. Woo! Right here, right now, in this place tonight. You want it? Do you want it? Do you really want it? Come on, church. Somebody ought to dance. Somebody ought to run. Somebody ought to leap for joy. The world has got to see there's a table. And there's something on it. It's going to be like no other night. I'm telling you, it's going to be like no other night. I don't care where you're going and what you're going to have to face. Tonight, there is coming an eternal change in your life forever. You're going to look at that cussing devil and you're going to smile. And you say, yeah, I feel the rocks. Yeah, I feel the dust. Yeah, I hear you cussing. But I want you to know I'm eating meat that you know not of. Woo! Somebody help me preach. Somebody help me. Before you're seated, just get somebody by the hand and just dance just a little, right? There you go. Yeah. Yeah, just a little. Woo! Ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come. Come on, Alabama. Come on, saints. Come on, brethren. You can have it. You got it. It's yours. Somebody throw your hands in the air. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on. Peace. Rest. In the most unlikely. You may be seated. I ought to quit right there. I really ought to. You know what? Somebody's in this second story. He just did everything he could. And because he did everything he could, he made the devil so mad that the Philistines said, bring him to us. We want him. He has caused too much trouble for us. And so Samson said to his brethren, take me to him. I know you're going to bind me, but don't turn on me. Just don't turn on me. I don't want to die among my friends. You're going to bind me. Just take me up from this rock. And brother, when those Philistines saw Samson bound by his own people, they screamed, they hollered, they yelled. They were so excited. His own is turning it. Him over to us. But something happened. The Bible said the power of God. Folks, let me tell you something. I don't care if it's the devil or your best friend. Everything works for the good. Hate the devil and love your friends. Y'all not listening? I know you're not listening, but I'm telling you how to find peace and rest in the most unlikely of places. You're not hearing me. I'm telling you. Sometimes they don't understand. Sometimes they don't know what's going on. But that's all right. God's going to come. He's going to bite you back. Come on, somebody help me. Give up your bitterness. Give up your anger. Give up your disappointments. That's the only way you're going to find peace. You may be seated. Come on. Something is rupturing. Something is breaking wide open. Be loosed from your hurt and from your anger and from your disappointments and from all that has happened from friend and foe. Be loosed. The moment you open your mouth like Job and you will forgive, there's going to be a liberty. Folks, I'm telling you, this ain't all just in the shout. This is saying in your spirit, I do it and I do it now. I do it here. I lay it down. I'm not carrying this anymore. I'm setting this baggage down. I am going to have peace in the midst of my troubles. I am going to have some joy. Anybody want to be happy? No, does anybody really want to be happy? Does anybody want to say, this is a day that the Lord hath made? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. There it goes. Give it up. Let go of it. Let go of it. Yeah, they did you bad. Yeah, they bound you. Give it up. Can you hear it? The ropes are burning like flax. Can you smell it? Come on. The bindings are being shattered. The fire of the Holy Ghost is loosening you. Oh, you don't want to go there, huh? You don't want to go there? You got to go there. If you're going to make it in this last hour, you have got to go there. You may be seated. Ain't nobody going to hurt me no more. Ain't nobody going to bind me. Yeah, they will. It's got to happen because you're doing too much damage to the kingdom of hell. You got the devil too mad. He's too angry. Give him up. You may be seated. They brought him up. The Philistines screamed. The Spirit of the Lord came on Samson. Pow! It shattered and burned through those binds. They were stunned. Because now they know nobody knows the end of his strength. And he looked and saw a new jawbone of a donkey. Something had just died. That something could be defeated. He picked that jawbone up and he began to wade in the middle of the Ulicado Sene Mahara. Folks, I shouldn't do it. I just gotta get down here. I just got to get down here. I just got to get down here. Something in the Holy Ghost is breaking out in your spirit. You want it? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. Do you want it? Do you really want it? Do you want the apostolic where the glory and the signs? We might as well start right here. Right here. Right now. Turn and look at somebody and say, I love you in the Holy Ghost. I love you in the Holy Ghost. I love you. I love you. Turn and say it. He said, I'm going to start right now. Right here.
Yes, 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 yes.
You want it? Come on, do you want it? Here it comes. Here it comes. Somebody clap your hands. Somebody leap for joy. You'll have it. You'll have it. Woo! Yeah! Come on, now turn and look at somebody else. Say, it starts right here, right now. With you and me. We're going, Ole Kano, Hosera, Ilama Hosera. I don't care who binds me. The Holy Ghost will loose me. Come on, y'all. Come on, Alabama. Come on, Alabama. Woo! Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. It's the Holy Ghost. This is the Holy Ghost. Do you feel it? Well, move your arms. Clap your hands. The Holy Ghost is on you. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Woo! Keep standing. Just keep standing. He killed 1,000. And the Bible said he named that place Ramah, Ramath Leah. You know what it means? In the Hebrew, it can mean either way. The throwing down of the jawbone or the picking up of the jawbone. Just either way you want to go tonight. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. You need to throw it down or you can pick it up. You're not listening to me. It's what you want. It's what you say. It's what you speak. It can go in. Come on, sinner. Repent of it. Come on, saint. Give it up. Come on, preacher. Let it go. Come on, preacher's wife. I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind. I feel his glory coming again. You gonna throw it down, or you gonna pick it up? All right, here we go. I'm finishing, but here we go. Here we go. He picked up that jawbone and said, "I die. I am weary from the fight. I die in the presence of my enemies." The Bible said, "In the Lord carved out a place in that jawbone and water." You know what happened? When the water started flowing, the old bad blood got washed away. You didn't hear me, did you? The blood that had been on that jawbone, huh? That fight he had been in, when that water got to flowing, woo, it just started washing away that old bad blood. Are you ready for your church to come together in one mind. Somebody help. Somebody help me preach a little. Churches are coming together. Saints are coming together. What we threw down, we're about to pick up, because we're getting the right attitude. And when the water of the Holy Ghost starts flowing, all the old bad blood gets washed away. Are you ready for this? He now names it Enochori. You know what that means? In the Hebrew, it now means the well of he who cried. When your weapon becomes your well, you will know peace in a troubled place. When your weapon becomes your well, and that Holy Ghost starts flowing through your life, you're gonna say, I ain't gonna die.